Blog Talk Radio.
Hiding it all.
Yes, my brothers and my sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, absolutely, for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words which the Most High has given me for the blessing of his people. Most High has told me, yes indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me I would have his protection and his guidance. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, I asked him, though he said that in doing these things I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies, ask him what it is that I must do. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that there are some very powerful truths. And as I told you before, the Most High told me that I have some very important things for him to do. Very important things for him to say. The Most High calls prophets to speak what others would not. I would have you, my brothers and sisters, to understand there are words from above that no man can live without. It is words such as these, my brothers and sisters, that I would speak tonight. It is words such as these, my brothers and sisters, that would release the captives, would open the eyes of the blind, the brothers and sisters, that would bind up the brokenhearted. But how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to discern the truth? There are truths, my brothers and sisters, contained in the scriptures that, quite frankly, many have chosen to ignore. Many have chosen to ignore throughout the course of ages, lest they be discerned in so many ways, treacherous, unstable, walking in ignorance, walking in folly. Most High told me that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence and destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, we must realize something. The Most High, without question, has every right. I repeat, he has every right to restore this world. To restore this world. He has every right, my brothers and sisters, to redeem this world from every false standard, every false institutionality, every false religion, every false politicization, every false, my brothers and sisters, national allegiance, every false or fallen social or cultural construct. He has a right, my brothers and sisters, to redeem this world from every lie and every liar. He has a right, my brothers and sisters, to raise the conscience of men whenever he chooses, that men might have a right unto the holy kingdom of Yah. He has a right, my brothers and sisters, regardless of how much men have applauded themselves, saying that they have attained their own kingdoms. Ha ha. They've established their own righteousness. They have, heaven help us, established their own ideas, even what they call the gospel. Though men have done this, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, though men have done this, the Most High has every right to correct this world. Did you hear me? He has every right to correct this world, to set things along the course of what he calls order. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will discern this in his time and will be humble enough to receive the knowledge of the truth? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that thousands of years, I said even thousands of years, before Rome, I want you to hear me very closely, before Rome contrived in order to preserve polytheist agenda, there's indeed, my brothers and sisters, there should be the awareness that thousands of years before Rome created a false religion, let's just say sought to intrude false religion among the churches so as to preserve Western polytheist ideals. Long before any of that occurred, my brothers and sisters, there was the expectation and the promise in the East. True to what the Most High declared, and always been the promise and the hope of one who casts out all worldly confusion. I've talked about it so many times before. The scripture talks about one called Shiloh at Genesis 49:10. It really relates that the promise of one who would be a lawgiver should not depart from between the feet of Judah until Shiloh comes, and under him shall the gathering of the people be. I say the promise of a lawgiver because actually, without question, all prophecy related to when he comes in the latter days, so many as much prophecy said he comes because Israel for a long time has been without an intercessor, without a king, without a shepherd. Now, brothers and sisters, for a long time the scripture says that when he appears, especially in the latter days, man, for a long time, my brothers and sisters, has been without anyone to help, to heal the breaches between Yah and man. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who would like to tell you that Messiah came so that whether men understand the truth or not, they could still be delivered. That is insanity. It is insanity to believe, my brothers and sisters, that men without a common sense of understanding could be of one accord. It is insanity to believe that men without a common sense of belief or without a common foundation, the Most High declared, that men could be delivered. Let me tell you something. If men are subject to anyone who denies you the knowledge of that which Yah from the beginning has declared, if you're subject to anyone who keeps you blind to that greater truth, I can only tell you that if you're subject to any institution that would deny any part of the law of the prophets, you are in bondage to that institution. Most High said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the gospel. How about the exceeding word? The truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. To the meek. Did you hear me? To release the captives, open the eyes of the blind. to bind up the brokenhearted. What does this mean? My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, there's a blessed word from above. The men do not have it, they are all blind. They do not have it, they're all misled. If men don't have it, they are all in bondage. If men don't have it, the heartfelt convictions, my brothers and sisters, their sense of allegiance, our brothers and sisters being diverse after mass pollutions, perversions, partiality, is something far from a covenant. Though this is cruel, we live in a society, and men have basically declared, what, 45,000 denominations? As if there was 45 completions? As if there were 45,000 gospels? As if there were 45,000 covenants acceptable to the Most High? My brothers and sisters, how many understand that the only reason why you have a multitude of divisions in the world today is because of lawlessness? Not lawfulness. You have a multitude of divisions today, my brothers and sisters, because of a lack of righteousness, a lack of knowing what is the righteousness of the eye. It is because, my brothers and sisters, as the book of Romans said, they're not knowing the righteousness of the eye. Have not sought the law by faith, or have not sought to discern the truth beyond what is common to status quo. Like the scriptures talk about in Psalms 14 and Psalm 53. Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw there was none who understood how much they needed to seek out. What it means is that men, blinded after the system, have sought to seek the Most High only according to what seems complicit with are satisfactory after the diverse designs of men in various systems, upholding various systems, in various agendas. Which for their partialities and their pollutions could never be acceptable. I said never be acceptable unto the Holy Kingdom. Book of Romans says that men have had the written word, the law, but have not started by faith, therefore did not recognize what is then the sovereign gospel for the one Most High. And have sought to establish their own righteousness, their own misruling standards. And therefore what they submitted to, Scripture says, is not the righteousness of Yah. Scripture says, however, it shall come to pass in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. The Scripture says, how should we call upon him whom we have not heard? It means, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come with a word. That those who call upon his name, call upon his name in truth. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come in a manner quite unlike what is commonly known by the status quo. And most, my brothers and sisters, rather than believing him, they'll believe this falsehood. I say they will believe this falsehood. That is not the faith that was taught. I said, is not the faith that was taught, believed by the ancient saints, believed by the prophets and preached by the prophets, taught by the apostles, the Messiah himself. It's not the same. But this society called Christianity, my brothers and sisters, has forgotten a very, very key element of faith. I said, what men today have called Christianity, has forgotten a very, very key element of the faith. And without it, my brothers and sisters, no man preaches the gospel. Do I need to repeat that? This world, and what it calls Christianity today, has forgotten a very, very critical element of the gospel. The men do not preach it. And the scripture says in the latter days they'll be found. They have long forgotten it. And after the system even stood against it. Many remaining treacherous and many unwittingly blind. Scripture says men have not taught this. Most times said you looked upon sons of men in a lot of days. When they saw no one who was preaching the good tidings, publishes indeed the word of peace. No one preaching the word beyond the nations. No one preaching what is indeed the rule and the reign of the Most High. I want you to understand something. Either man preaches the gospel of the king, the gospel of the one called the King of Kings, King over all kings, a man just simply preaches a word that has been contrived and taught to simply preserve avocation of what men do behind pulpit and behind kingly podiums, simply to appease the diverse standards of men. I repeat, there's a very precious truth of the world entire. And most every single institution of man is a very precious truth that all seem to have forgotten. Scripture talks about one called Shiloh in Genesis 49. Scripture says, "Unto him shall the gathering of the people be." The Most High is not pleased with anything of this system, this present worldly system that, let's just say, the various governments and ideals that men have contrived, refusing to be true and oftentimes rebelling against the Son of the Fullness, what the Most High has intended and declared initially as a testimony to go forth to the nations. He says concerning this system, ultimately, he will overturn it, until he comes. The one he called Shiloh. Until he comes unto whom, the scripture says, it or even this entire world belongs by right. The Most High said he would give it to him. Psalm 110, Psalm 118, Isaiah 45 and 6, talking about one whom the Most High will declare, raise up and declare, that all the world may know that there's only one Most High from the rising sun to the west, King of Kings, bore a title, Great King, King of Kings, Shashen Shahe. Same title, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah is mentioned to have. Revelation 19:11 through 20, 1. Scripture calls him the Word of Yah, King of Kings, one whose discipline is like a rod of iron. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword, great discretion greater than all the nations. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters. like a sharp two-edged sword. They discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. It is a whole, pure, and complete word. It cuts both ways, both against the rebellious and those who even claim that they seek after righteousness until they get the point. It is a word, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, not partial, but complete. Complete after all the Most High has required of man. The book of Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah is going to come for the restitution, restoration, with the remembrance of all things. Restoration of all things, according to all this Most High spoke by His holy prophets since the world began. And that He declared the standard beyond all the rulers and their partialities, which were never the gospel, because it was never the sure and whole message. The scripture says, because He declared that exceeding word, unto Him shall the gathering of the people be. Even unto Him shall every knee bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. I want you to think about this then, my brothers and sisters. If they have not told you about the one who the Most High sends to declare righteousness beyond all the nations, who comes to reprove all the kings, all the priests, all the leaders, and all those who follow them, that mankind might be refined after the will of, after the will of one. They have never told you about this, my brothers and sisters. They never told you about Him who comes to preach the gospel. The gospel is that exceeding word from on high, not tainted in any way after the designs of men. They didn't tell you about that one who comes to preach that gospel. They never taught you the gospel at all. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is a word that opens the eyes of the blind. How about there's a need for the eyes to be opened to something they have not seen? Scriptures say that when this truth is revealed, the cities of the nations will fall. All the foundations of the earth will shake. Why? Because men will find out all they had believed upon a faulty foundation had left all that they had believed and trusted to be counted unstable. To open the eyes of the blind, to release the prisoners. And like I said before, if you're subject to any institution that won't tell you the whole truth, you're subject to that institution. The Holy Spirit will seek to teach you all things to set you free. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set you free, my brothers and sisters, from those who would hide the truth from you, that you might gain the victory. And again, the victory gained, my brothers and sisters, is knowing how to praise Yah beyond all the institutions that would hide the truth from you. Because everyone that would hide the truth from you or teach you a lie holds men in bondage. My brothers and sisters, they hold men under blindness. But the truth they need to see, if they cannot see. And we're talking about some very critical factors here now, my brothers and sisters. If people don't see it, what's necessary to see how all things the Most High says works together, then men, my brothers and sisters, are far from ready to be confirmed after the will of the Most High. Far from being confirmed in His name. Far from being truly said to have overcome the mark of the beast, the nations that would not reason fully according to all the Most High has said as one. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. Thousands of years before the birth of Messiah 2,000 years ago, the people in the East had the expectation of one who casts out all confusion, who declare the will the Most High declared in its perfection from the very beginning. One who, my brothers and sisters, would cast aside all the debate and all the doubt, all the confusion, all the contradiction that have divided mankind. Rome, on the other hand, thought it to be peace, that simply wherever men did not agree, they would just call that which is strong enough not to be absolved. They just called it another god. Or what they saw as too strong for them to absolve, they just called it another god. I can only tell my brothers and sisters, the Most High Supreme is about to bring about a day that will test all flesh in every nation to decide, my brothers and sisters, who it is that's willing to believe the truth. I'd like to explain something to you, my brothers and sisters. Some 600 years or so before the birth of Messiah, he brought forth one who bore the title, the Kurdi. He was the one that the Most High raised up to bring Israel out of Babylon. He was the one the Most High, our brothers and sisters, prophesied, which would declare righteous rule. And I can only tell you that long after his reign, even the prophets of the Most High, Zephaniah, or how about Zechariah 3:18, 3:8, and 6:12, he spoke of the one called the branch. How many are ready to understand that that one called the branch, the same word in Hebrew, means also him who is like the rising sun? Scripture said that in the latter day, because he didn't do it before, he would not only build the temple, but he would sit in the temple as king and priest. This was long after the reign of the one called the Kurdi, some 600 years before the birth of Messiah. How many understand that this one bore the title? Sunrise, morning star. The one who casts out all the darkness. One who reveals the light that the world would obscure. Messiah said he is the root offspring of David and the bright morning star, saying he is the one that the scripture spoke of as the anointed of the Most High. One the Most High had appointed as shepherd. One the Most High said he would bring Israel back to him with. The one who would be his salvation and the ends of the earth. And my brothers and sisters, that's the prophecies concerning the one called the Kurdi. And it means that this one would declare a standard, my brothers and sisters. Well, quite frankly, the scripture says the stone which the builders rejected will become the chief stone of the corner, meaning what the whole world, all the nations of the world had hated. Messiah said, you'd be hated by all nations for the sake of my name. How about for the sake of his gospel? That very word, the very testimony that all the nations have hated, refusing to talk about him who will reprove all the leaders and kings that all would gather to him. The scripture says, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. How about expose all lawlessness? The scripture says, and unto him shall the nations seek, and his rest and his peace shall be glorious. If they tell you that means that the only way that can be, he has to reprove all the rulers. If they didn't tell you about that, they didn't preach to you the gospel. Rome despised that idea. So, ultimately, what they did, what Rome did, was contrived a false religion. Not Kurdishanya. Kur meaning sun. Jesus meaning rise. Shah meaning king. They sought to totally pervert, destroy the faith and expectation of what was in the early church, had been the expectation since all the prophets had begun to speak of it, since the dawn of human fall. And Rome sought to substitute one who would declare an exaction. Scripture says he would shepherd the nations with a rod of iron. That means strong discipline. It would not shake a shimmy according to the designs of men. It would not be destabilized. Scripture says, he would break nation to pieces like potter's vessel. In other words, whatever it is that men will refuse to hear the truth or choose to retain a lie, he would destroy those institutions. One scripture says in Isaiah 30, woe to those who take counsel but not from him. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, that such institutions will be broken like an unclean potter's vessel is broken without pity. There should not be even in it something large enough to take water from a cistern. How many understand the ancient rule? You got a piece of pottery, comes scored, stained, can't clean it rightly. Remember, they used clay pots. They were admonished to break it, destroy it, lest men partake of it, become diseased. When brothers and sisters, Most High considered the soul that will not let go of the lie, a disease in the midst, not peace. Purity and completion are for one choice. How many of my brothers and sisters hold to the hope that one who declares a pure, complete righteousness will cast down even all the various doctrines and all the various churches, denominations, governments, political and social regimes of this entire earth? That only that which cannot be shaken, only the truth remains. That your leaders tell you to expect such a thing? Instead of teaching you the one called the Kurdi, scriptures call him the righteous one, by who would judge the whole world according to the righteousness of Yah. Instead of teaching you the Kurdi, they taught you one who they said compromised things, whereby many have believed there was a grace the Most High, they have no knowledge of his law. Well, many have thought of the grace of Yah, that they remain subject then to all the political pseudo-religious regimes of a divided world, which being divided is obviously and is still lawless. If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, about the one that Isaiah 41 and Isaiah 61 says will come to bring the gospel, then they didn't preach you the gospel at all. They didn't preach you the word from on high. Where do you think he gets his word from? Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. Unless you believe that I'm he, you would die in your sins. The Messiah is prophesied in the latter days to appear again with a word from above. And whoever will not hearken to that word that proves foolish all the rulers of the earth, whoever will not hearken to him? Well, the scripture says those who believe in him shall not perish. What do you think will happen to those who do not believe? I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has every right to redeem this world beyond every lie to himself, beyond every illusion unto himself. Men believing that they have their various kingdoms and churches, thinking they have a right to divide the world, when the scriptures already told you the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, and that no man lifting up his soul unto vanity will enter that kingdom. Knowing the scriptures, Isaiah in Psalm 24, saying that as the King of glory, he would be mighty in battle to redeem the world to himself. My brothers and sisters, if anyone chooses to hold to this system that Rome has contrived for the perpetuation of all the paganisms of the world against what can be proved to be the faith of the early church, proved to be the faith of all the saints and the prophets before, and yes, the faith of all the apostles. You need to check out an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin. Understand who it is the Messiah said that he is. He said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The one who comes a second time to do what he did before in gathering the people of the Most High from the midst of all the nations, that they might return again to Jerusalem. Did Yeshua do that 2,000 years ago? No. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the same spirit that he is did it 2,600 years ago. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, about that one you should have expected? Scripture said they will wait for him, shall renew their strength. How about see the absolution of what is true identity in the Most High beyond all the kings and beyond all the nations? Did they tell you about him? Or did they just simply tell you that you don't need to seek any further than your rulers? And that this hypocrisy or misrepresentation that is a multitude of diverse nations, they told you that what? This was still okay and acceptable? They taught you that, and the brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. I can only tell you, like I said before, the Most High has the right to redeem the world to himself. It make a difference how many times the world and its rulers have sought to call themselves supreme, as if there's no great king of kings beyond them all. I mean, how many times, my brothers and sisters, men have been deceived about this? Yah will still be true to all that he has declared. If they deceived you so that you couldn't perceive these things, brothers and sisters, the gospel being hid is hid to them that are lost. Again, my brothers and sisters, they don't teach you about the one who will restore the gospel in remembrance of this promise and all aspects of his being. If they left you to preach a word that ignored this word, my brothers and sisters, all they could do is preach you and teach you how to lie. All they could teach you, my brothers and sisters, is how to be complicit in the various divisions and damnations of this world and the schemes of the schemers, my brothers and sisters, would continually keep alive in the earth the divide and conquer tactics that have been around since Satan first sought to separate man from his creator. Divide and conquer tactics, my brothers and sisters, that allows the evil to gloat while they continually to fool man to trust in misrepresentations and idols, which the Most High by no means can be pleased with. Got a few things to say tonight concerning this. I pray that many will have the heart to receive it. All principalities and denominational divisions based upon varied worldly partiality and perversions, which are animosity against the sovereign name or the fullness of the Holy Covenant, against the fullness of the gospel of the Most High, against the gospel of him whom the Most High said that he would raise up to raise the conscience of men, that he give the kingdoms unto him, that the Holy Name be righteously represented, they didn't tell you that he must be exalted and all the systems of the world fall in order to establish that justice. They never preached you the gospel. Scripture says, for Holy Name, peace sake, all the systems of the earth will perish. Why? Because none of them preached the gospel. None of them preached the true word of the reign of the king. Scripture says, how beautiful upon the mountains over all the kingdoms, at the feet of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes peace. How about the gospel? It says unto Zion, Ah, Yah reign. The message that declares the reign of the Holy Kingdom. I did not see any other nation. I did not see any of the multitude of these denominations. I said the true rule of the king himself. If anybody takes your word of mine, as I said before, twist it out of context, did they preach your word? Did they preach my word? Did they preach the ideas of someone else? Scripture says that the apostle Shaul testified of this when he said, let no man be hasty in his conclusions. The Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things. How about reveal the hidden things himself? And then shall every man ought to praise Yah, meaning wherever men have not understood such scriptures like Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, which relate to the one who reveals the hidden things. Wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, that men have been call themselves wise after less, a whole world, my brothers and sisters, I said a whole world, is deceived and in bondage to another. If they never taught you what's necessary to be free, what's necessary to be whole, that you are in bondage, my brothers and sisters, those who would blind your mind and distract your mind, ultimately persuade your mind that what the Holy Spirit would teach you, you're not prepared to hear. There was an ancient expectation in the East, the empire called Kurdistan, after the kingdom was called the Kurdi. And there was the expectation of his return. That's why the wise men came from the East. They were looking for the return of that one, my brothers and sisters, called the Kurdi, the righteous one, like the rising sun. They cast out all the darkness, that revealed the light the world would obscure. They were looking for the Shashan Shah, the king of kings, who had ruled over them before. And they knew, my brothers and sisters, Yahshua to be that one who said, after his ascension, he sends forth this message that must be testified in all the churches, that he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. They didn't tell you who Messiah said that he is. Did they teach you all the gospel? Or did they teach you this false concept they call Christianity? Or did they teach you this false concept, my brothers and sisters, of a Christ who, being capitulated after the polytheism were wrong. Was never the Savior. Was a doctrine that never saved anyone. Hey, if they preach to you a lie and you believe that lie, my brother and sister, you were bondage to a liar. 2 Thessalonians talks about those who would intrude right there in the midst of the temple with all manner of false doctrine. For those who believe that intrusion, how about that misadministration? Not recognizing their sins. Scripture says those who believe their false righteousness, their lies, having a preference for unrighteousness, preference for less than the fullness of truth, preference after doctrine, my brothers and sisters, that didn't consider all things. Scripture says those who believe those lies and that pretense said they would be damned. What makes people think that after men began to intrude after the flesh, establishing their own doctrines, causing divisions among the people, what made people think, my brothers and sisters, that any time that is in the salvation of man? Scripture says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Carnal mind cannot discern this pure, perfect glory because carnal mind seeks to maintain so many of the illusions seeming wise to men. Scripture says there's strife and division among us. I'm talking about the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. It says there's strife and division among us because we are still yet carnal, worldly, still trusting not to what we see. But there was an ancient expectation in the kingdom of the East that was called Kurdistan. And they looked for the return of that king. In fact, my brothers and sisters, after Messiah appeared and underwent his passion and ascension 2,000 years ago, roughly nearly 2,000 years ago, it's quite evident, in fact, even in books like the Quran, 7th century, they talk about the one called Dhul-Qarnayn. Yes, my brothers and sisters, scholars know who that is. And he talked about how Jews and Christians were still looking for him. The return of the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters. The one that Jeremiah called, in your King James Version, they call it King of the Medes. The word for Medes is Mahdi, and he destroys Babylon once and for all. No, that's not Islamic, my brothers and sisters. That was a concept that was in the minds of the saints and the prophets long before the rise of Islam in the 7th century. But quite frankly, I can tell you, it shows a lot of earmarks in the Quran to be very much so of Roman Catholic creation and orchestration. A divide and conquer taxes divide the Jews and the Arabs, divide those who, after the seed of Abraham, had become intermingled in the East. Divide those who had the expectation of the return of the one called the Kurdi, that they might take control in the East. It was all about divide and conquer tactics, my brothers and sisters, creating tension between those who, after Roman ideal, were called Christian. I said they were by no means true to the ancient faith that was called Kurdistania. Dividing them all up. Christians and Jews, antagonistic against one another. Western polytheists, antagonistic, my brothers and sisters, against those who knew the ancient promises in Israel. Causing there to be antipathy, whereby anyone who called himself a Christian eventually was considered perhaps one who might have been tampered with after the ideals of Rome. A lot to tell you about that. Creating antipathy, my brothers and sisters, like I said, between Jews and Arabs. Ultimately, let Rome have as much control as possible. At the end of the day, we understand that the lawlessness, the doctrines that allow for all these divisions that Rome established and called the Holy Roman Empire was just a ruse. It was all about personal imperialist agenda. False faith entirely. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that if you know, there are a lot of earmarks to make that evident. Article on my website, also called Bacchus Connection. You just look it up. B-A-C-C-H-U-S Connection, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. You need to check it out. It talks about many of these illusions that have been taught in the churches. They have nothing to do in their origin with the word from the Most High. So what's been taught is a false faith. And if you can look around, if you can see that what has been taught has been the result of pagan intrusion, and you still seek to uphold the pagan intrusion anyway. Well, brothers and sisters, Scripture calls you treacherous and an enemy. The Scripture says it's a hard thing to fall into the hands of an angry Most High. He said, whoever does this, my brothers and sisters, will not be forgiven in this world or the next. Whoever does this and turns his back against the truth, Scripture says his soul will have no delight in it. To understand, my brothers and sisters, what's really going on, or not to understand it, is simply to be called unstable. To resist the knowledge of the truth is to be called treacherous. Well, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is the one called the Kurdi. Yeshua is the one called the Kurdi. If the nations are not taught, they will not teach this gospel concerning the true reign of the Most High, and they left everyone without this knowledge in bondage. Will you uphold this illusion, my brothers and sisters, and expect still before the Most High to be called faithful? I only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the expectation of which I just spoke to you was an expectation, even the faith in the East. Even the gospel promise of peace in the Most High, declaring one rule. But to this day, rulers have not accepted this truth. It was not the gospel. It was just the idolatries of man. And with this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can never be pleased. Scriptures actually tell us that we really, really understand it. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, Revelation 6. All these scriptures say that once the intrusions come in, after the partiality of the man, this false gospel, my brothers and sisters, will only be to the damnation of men. It has been for a very long time. The scripture says Messiah will come to expose the pretense. I can only tell you, rulers across the nation have hated the faith that was Kurdish shining, that already was extant long before Rome came up with this false doctrine of Christianity. They hated what was the coalescence, the cohesiveness of the East. They've hated it continually throughout the nations. And none of their undisciplined ways is true to that which the Most High said, that if you believe and walk in, you'll receive his reward. So they came up with a false faith, with a false expectation, and a false sense of what is worthy unto a reward. My brothers and sisters, him who will give out the reward that you should seek to please. And by no means he could be pleased with those who seek to pervert his word. What this is all about, my brothers and sisters, is the fact that the rulers among the nations have been predisposed. And they're predisposed and deceived the people under the various rulers who say the Most High has now somehow no right to redeem this world to himself and give it to the shadow whom he chooses, simply because, guess what? All the scriptures relate that the deliverer will come out of Zion according to standards that have to be restored in the world, the ancient concepts of Israel that the whole world is by and large forgotten. And my brothers and sisters, the very concepts the Most High gave Israel that most who call themselves teachers today hardly understand. You know what is said, not know why it is said, is missed the point. And it's obviously many have missed the point, or else you wouldn't have 45,000 denominations. The whole world, my brothers and sisters, loving the allegiances they are born into, have done violence against the law of the Most High, the expectation the Most High had. The instruction the Most High said he would give to those who seek to preserve the integrity of his word and his instruction. And men have come to trust in their own imaginations as idols, having for many generations denied and never even having known the hope of the promise, knowing that the mercy of Yah is wisdom unto absolution that brings forth one understanding and peace. This holy expectation concerning the return of the Kurdi is the faithful law of the Most High. It is the gospel of the Most High. But few have heard it. And in that, Rome sought to destroy the concept of Messiah as the purity according to all the ancient prophets. Rome has taught a doctrine that has robbed the whole world of the hope of salvation. There's been Western polytheist, possibly minor imperialist agenda disguised and renamed that men are called the gospel of the Most High, which according to the righteous truth of the scripture could never be the gospel. People say, if any man preach any of the gospel, let him be accursed. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, and you can listen through some of the shows in the archives. The pagans had a word for law, and it was to preserve all their differences. Is that the law of the Most High, who said he is one? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. They told you that the grace of Yah is to preserve the differences of man. Is that respect for Yah is one, the law of his name? And one who would take his name then after the vanities of man, seeking to allow the intrusions of many men's lives, many men's false expectations, causing the deceit of so many by his word, deed, and example. Brothers and sisters, the testimony of men like this has never been the salvation of man. It has not been the expectation of the Messiah according to all that is contained in the scriptures. So I'm going to tell you, like I said before, this has been more about, I mean, people talk about the idea about antipathy they see between Jews and Christians. There was a man-made construct. In fact, the various mysteries of iniquity, they call scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous, Essenes. Those are one of the various Caesars. Those are one of the various rulers, false Babylonian, pox and minor priests of the time. It's more than just Rome seeking propaganda against those who would believe, who would call Jews or Kurdishania, to the point where they seek to totally, completely destroy the remembrance of that term. It was about dividing up the entire East, creating a false faith, standing against the word of truth, causing them, my brothers and sisters, to believe a lie, to keep people in bondage, to the misrule of Rome. As I said before, to know this, my brothers and sisters, and still uphold a false faith is to be damned. It's just that simple. Because that's all my brothers and sisters, part of a satanic plot. Read Revelation 13 and understand. Scripture says the system that does this got its power from Satan the dragon. But I tell you, all the nations, my brothers and sisters, who have denied you the knowledge of the righteous one who redeems the world back to Yah, after Satan came to be called the prince of this world, the one who the world would deny, the King of Kings, the Shashin Shahi, the Shiloh, the Messiah said that he is, they must expose all the intrusion, the constraints of the world. It shows evidence that he never preached the gospel because, hey, there must be resistance. There's divisions in the world. There must be resistance against the pure gospel that made the world one. Scripture says in Isaiah 41, when people preaching not the gospel, the gospel be hid in them that are lost. Well, brothers and sisters, that means we're living in a lost world. And it means most who follow after the status quo. In fact, all of them will follow after the status quo. Oh, damn. Messiah said your rights must exceed the leaders. That means the status quo. You must discern the knowledge of the truth. Beyond what your leaders taught you. You must seek him himself by his spirit for the greater truth that will set you free. I also, brothers and sisters, in bondage to those who keep the world blind, being found complicit with the liars, you're lost too. All the nations have been taught to trust in the lie, catering to bondage after the various principalities and powers. It's never the gospel. All nations have been taught to despise any intimation of the biblical doctrine declaring that the Messiah has declared and forewarns men to understand that the gospel of the Messiah is not, nor would he come, declaring that we're complicit with any of the systems on this earth. But according to the promise of Yah, to perform all his pleasures shall he speak. They didn't teach that, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel. Worldly allegiance, this, my brothers and sisters. Men after worldly allegiance have all for selfish reasons done violence against the law of the Most High. Most High told me exactly those words. The whole world has done violence against his law. Men's allegiances have caused them to despise his law, his sovereignty. Have caused men to deny what the prophet said is to be the expectation of all the saints. Wherever men have believed these partialities and these contrivances, caused men to trust and flattery, it has been a damnable offense. He said, you should not take his name in vain. You should not belittle his name. You should not blaspheme or insult his name. You should not declare yourself associated in his righteousness against something that is not the fullness of the sicature for the fullness of his will for the good of all his people. He said, we're not count the man blameless who does this, meaning they ought to be blamed, found and being found filled with that which preserves sin and separation in the world, they shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Messiah said it himself. He said, think not that he comes to destroy the law of the prophets. Don't let anybody trick you. See, neither yod nor dash, neither the smallest letter of his law shall pass away till all shall be brought to bear. Meaning, if you're subject to anyone who will do these things, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah because you're in bondage. Because you would not see and fully sanction the truth. Whoever would go along with this lie contrived by man to blind people with ancient promises, like I said, it's kind of treacherous. It's kind of completely unworthy. Why? Because they seek to please men rather than Yah, who will understand in this time. This is not, my brothers and sisters, after the testimony that this righteous expectation is revealed. Scripture says this is the truth he reveals to his servants, the prophets, that he calls them from the ends of the earth. I mean, my brothers and sisters, this is the message that is heard, not in seeking the rulers. But what the scripture said in Yaakov, he said, if you're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom, amidst the multitude of provocations, how about sins against the will of the Most High? False righteous standards. He says, you ask Yah, lest you be kind of double-minded and unstable in all your ways. And the man left double-minded, indiscriminate, not knowing indeed what is the law of Yah, unstable, easily tricked, and after every miscreant direction. Scripture says he shall not receive anything from Yah. Most High needs a strong and steadfast people. We've been talking the past couple of weeks about the words of Shaul the Apostle. And I tell you, by no means is Paul saying that the word of the gospel no longer obligated men to keep the law of the Most High. That's a lie. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, does, however, demand that men seek a righteousness beyond the flaw, the false law of their rulers. Talk to you about the word nomos, the Greeks use. Use it for their political, social, national, familial, and every other kind of rule. And they also sought to use it for the law of the Most High. One being absolute monotheist, and the other one being entirely polytheist and compromised. One being absolute, and the other one being a hypocrisy. And they used the same word and compelled men to believe that it was a grace and favor, even a gift unto the Most High, and a gift from the Most High. That men be subject to every rule but the perfect will of the one Most High, who said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain, guard, and defend the integrity of his word. So now, men, having not done so, want to be called justified in their ignorance. Scripture said, your reward is man as his work shall be. Men have not upheld his commandment, brothers and sisters. He said in Isaiah 48, oh, that you kept my commandments, your peace would have been as a river, your righteousness the waves of the sea. And he said, your descendants would not have been destroyed from before him. So, oh, you kept his commandments. As the scripture says, men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Therefore, he has to refine his people. Zechariah, as I told you before, says, when he does this, two-thirds of humanity will perish. Isaiah 15:16 says, after he does this, only a few shall remain, and the remnant of those who resist him shall be feeble. They didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters. They never taught you the gospel. So the Most High said he's going to send someone to declare the message. And whoever will not hearken to him will perish. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, concerning the one called the Kurdi. They never taught you the gospel. They never sought to open your eyes. They never sought that you'd be set free to seek beyond them. They kept your realization, my brothers and sisters, and convictions divided against you. And because they gave you a misrepresentation against the truth of Messiah, it caused many in their pride to despise the truth over the course of ages. And the scripture says, so come so corrupt that they despise the truth of Messiah when he appears. Read Zephaniah 3rd chapter and understand. There's no two or more consciences of brothers and sisters in the gospel. Less, no two consciences, no multitude of different sovereignties. Lest in the end, there be no peace. Besides, there be no peace to the lawless. Twice he said it, Isaiah 48, Isaiah 57. In both cases, my brothers and sisters, he's talking about Israel being regathered in the midst of all the differences of the Gentiles. 47 through 8 says it, 57 says it. No peace to the lawless means that after the division of the nation, there will be no peace. Most of us say he's going to make a full end of all the nations that have scattered his people, that he may bring his people back to him without distraction. And this will be the renewing of the covenant when he eradicates all those who have blinded mankind. So if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Well, the gospel is the gospel of the Kurdi. Don't know who the Kurdi is? Don't who know who Yeshua said that he is? Means you've been taught a false Messiah, a Christ and not a Kurdi. Someone who's not a Savior at all. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. He also said in Revelation, this is the message that must be testified in all the churches, that he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, that men might look up in the times to come. Who? Messiah said that he is, according to all the things that's prophesied that he must do, that you seek beyond your rulers. If you don't seek beyond your rulers, your faith is in men and not Yah, and it's not faith. Faith comes by hearing the word from Yah himself. Yeah. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel. They didn't teach you this, my brothers and sisters. They left men lost. Isaiah 14 says this Babylon should be exposed, and the Most High will... put an end to the scepter of the wicked. The scepter of the rulers, it says in Psalms. Well, how about Isaiah 14th chapter? The rulers of all the nations that smote the people without pity, leaving them without instruction, leaving them lawless. He says they'll make a full end of that. And then will the earth break forth in the righteousness singing. No two or more consciences, no two or more kings, no two or more gospels. No two or more consummate words. My brothers and sisters, there's only one peace. It's pure after the word the Most High gave by his Spirit. And if men had sought all the Most High declared, seek to please Yah first, these greater truths men would have known. It is the victory, my brothers and sisters, that men come to the knowledge of these things. And without it, well, what does the scripture say? The wicked will not see when his hand is raised, but they shall see when they understand zeal the Most High for the cause of his people. Isaiah 26. What are the day, my brothers and sisters, when prophecies say the men will actually say glory to the righteous one? This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. One who had cast out the veil and the covering that's over all the nations. The lies of the rulers have told all the peoples will be exposed. The men indeed shall at last see the glory of the Most High. And men shall say, this is the righteous one for whom we awaited. We rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, concerning that one that Scripture says those redeemed will speak, saying, other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee and thee only will we make mention of thy name. Have they told you, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the one who reproves all the rulers? Again? Reproves all the rulers? Did they teach you about that? If they did, my brothers and sisters, they taught you what preserves your bondage to them. And that for a long time, men have not taught amongst the churches the gospel of the Kurdi. Remember he said, I'm the wooden offspring of David and the bright morning star. Most people have no clue of who that is. He said, that must be preached in all the churches. Meaning what they taught you still left you in the world. Because the very term Curtis Shanya relates concept of a church. Something what the Most High declares to bring you out from bondage to the misconceived to keep you in allegiance to false rulers and false kings who are never true to a divine anointing. Here's a curt email, my brothers and sisters. One called Shiloh, the scripture says, must preach again. It's your message. I'm talking about Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4. Isaiah 41 calls and they say, I stood the one from the north. Where for north there is actually a word, Sophon. It actually relates one who was hid, one that ordinary conscience does not conceive. The one that comes from the rising sun that will expose all the rulers. The scripture says the king should be trodden down like mud. How about all their precepts? Trodden down like mud, the pot of treads clay. Because this one has a vision and a conscience and a revolutionary spirit, my brothers and sisters, greater than all the sons of men, for he is the son of man, the son of Manu, the son of Yah. The ancient word for man, my brothers and sisters, is God, man, and that's what men were created for. He comes, my brothers and sisters, because he declares what is the conscience of the Most High to man that he might be the first among many brethren. Who understands this reality? My brothers and sisters. Like I said, not to preach this gospel. It's to preach damnations. Not to preach this word. It's to preach half-truths and lies. Not to preach this word is to be rebellious against the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would have taught you these things. The Holy Word of our brothers and sisters taught after the designs of another. It is damnable vanity. By no means after another word can men be found true to the fullness of what the Most High requires. These people must understand mutually, lest they be divided. What I'm saying to you is the one called the angel from the rising sun, Revelation 7:2, is the one who has the seal of Yah, the confirmation seal. The word angel and the word king and message are the same. It means king of the east. One of the scriptures says Messiah, he said he is at Revelation 16:12. It talks about the drying of the rivers, dissolving, or let's just say dissolving, men's allegiances among the nations, that all might come to him. He says about the drying up the rivers, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. The same one spoken of in Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 out to 46:13. The Most High said he would surely send forth this one. What he has declared, he will do it. Bring him forth this one. Like a ravenous bird from the east who will perform all his pleasure. He says, whoever would not remember this is kind of a transgressor. The scripture says the Messiah will put upon himself the whole arm of Yah. Whoever would not talk about the fullness of this testimony, he will count an enemy. Can you uphold a lie because the truth is not commonplace? Can you say that the Most High has no right to redeem the world because men will not accept the truth? Can you say, my brothers and sisters, that men are ready for the holy kingdom of Yah, preserving a multitude of divisions? Didn't the scripture say the Messiah will come to refine his people? And all who do wickedness and iniquity, he said, shall be stubble. All the priests, my brothers and sisters, who are partial to the law, he said, be humiliated. He said, he purged them out of the temple, destroy them out of the temple, the ones who did this, who taught perversity among the temples, whoever just seeks to destroy, pervert, and corrupt the temple, or corrupt the doctrine. He said, Yah will destroy it. Did the leaders tell you about that part of the gospel? Like I said, men not knowing the righteousness of Yah sought to establish their own righteousness. Even their own ideas of what they want to call the righteousness. Even their own concept of what they call the Savior. But the Most High has always declared what the Savior must do. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters. They did not teach you submission unto Yah. They did not teach you what praises Yah. They taught you the constraints of man. Scripture says, when he comes to reveal all these things, then will you know how to praise Yah. Then will you have the opportunity to be delivered from all misrepresentations. Then will you know the word that exceeds all the mountains, all the kingdoms, all the rules. That a world finally has won with a decree and declare in the earth. Just the Most High in the earth, but only hope in Yah. that Yah has promised that I would bring peace. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's never been all by all the divisions that men have declared and the church is called Christian. I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen a single one of your televangelists yet. I haven't seen a single one of your pastors yet who is true to all things the Most High has spoken here, who has been willing to teach these things fully according to all things the Scripture said they were denied. If you find one, my brothers and sisters, you need to get him in contact with me. I know what the Most High told me. He told me, I am appointed to tell you these things. And there's so much more, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be told. I'm going to tell you again, these words that I just spoke to you are very precious, but they're only for the most humblest of souls. Whoever will not hearken to these things, Messiah said, will not enter the kingdom of Yah. Scripture said, will be cut off from among the people. Matthew 5, 14 through 24. Acts 3, 18 through 23. This is all part of the gospel, my brothers and sisters. This is all part of the Holy Word that should never, ever have been forgotten. Whoever would sit back and pretend that they are wise without these things before men is also a deceiver. Knowing these truths, there's no way that anybody who really cares about human souls could be silent. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, I've spoken to and only dabble at the reality. Let me tell you something. I, by the Spirit, have seen Messiah 2,600 years ago. I, through the Spirit, most I take you on excursions like that. I've seen him 2,000 years ago. Yes, my brother says, I've even seen him as to what he shall be. Nobody has explained to me how Western imperialists have opted out from faithfulness and taught a pack of lies to misrepresent the truth. Nobody has to tell me how they created this false concept of Messiah they call the Christ. I understand who the Kurdi is. I understand what was the ancient faith called Kurdishanya. I understand, my brothers and sisters, how it is. The Scripture says Messiah must appear to a city of confusion to show a whole world that is confusion he, the Most High, cannot be pleased with. They didn't preach you all these things that are the gospel, my brothers and sisters. Well, the Scripture says the gospel is hid to them that are lost. Scripture says you belong to the Kurdi then, with the expectation of a righteous greater than the rulers of this world, the systems of man, the flawed elementary regular principles of this world. Say, then are you the sons of Abraham. Abraham knew to look beyond the system of this world, according to the promise. Abraham had faith to believe Yah, and it was counted him for righteous. If he had believed the standards of men, could he ever be made complete? Righteous means whole, complete, and proven to have a desire for the fullness of all the desire that is divine pleasure and all the Most High has and ever will decree. That is righteousness. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, preference for less. How can men be rebellious and resistant against bringing to bear what the Most High has forsworn he must bring to bear and still think you be counted an asset? Think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. It's time to learn to love what the whole world has despised. And I can only tell you that men in their carnality have hated the truth and have felt they had a right to hate the truth. Because when everybody feels like he has opinion, has a right to his own opinion, man is saying he has a right to uphold the word against the one Most High simply because it feels good or seems wise to him. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, in Genesis 6, 5 through 6, the Most High destroyed a world in a flood because of just that kind of attitude. Most High created man to be true to his will, his heart, his thoughts. Man that won't do it, my brothers and sisters, is kind of less than man. It's kind of the beast. Kind of an irrational, unreasoning brute. Will not see the greater depths for the law of the one Most High. Most High is not going to allow that, my brothers and sisters, that resistance will remain an obstacle forever. People of the early church knew they had to seek the perfect will of Yah, that they might be favored unto survival and being taught the greater truths that are necessary to bring forth the Holy Kingdom. Rome put out a counterfeit called the Roman and Holy Roman Empire, still preserving all the lies of what it was before, still having the same murderous contentions against the people of the Most High called Zion. Still desires, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who will speak of the Kurdi, which I can prove to you quite frankly that the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes believed and trusted, would come. If you can believe in this false doctrine, to despise that word, you're in bondage to those who turn men away from that word. And on your hands and upon your head is all the blood of all those that were murdered who sought to hold on to that truth. There's no hope for mankind, my brothers and sisters, but to accept Messiah as the one called the Kurdi, the one whose gospel, whose words I'm now preaching to you. Anyone who won't, my brothers and sisters, is still considered a child of darkness, who has understanding this time. A word like a sharp two-edged sword is being preached to you. The scripture says the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. It declares the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. Sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. For either you seek to maintain the partialities and pollutions and lies of this world unto your damnation and the damnation of many, or you seek to escape the pits of hell and seek to declare the fullness. The scripture says those who seek to keep his works to the fullness, to them he will give authority over the nations. He said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. If you subject those who seek to do, who seek to compel you to deny any part of the law of the prophets, if you're tricked by them, the scripture says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. But who believed it? Most people sit back and say, okay, I read certain scriptures, and if the pastor don't talk about it, it must have been put away. The damn pastor's a bastard. An undisciplined fool. No one whom the Most High calls, my brothers and sisters, who is true to conviction from him, can be silent about these things. I know there's a lot of truths perhaps many don't preach because they never got a verification from the Most High. But God news for you, that's feeble as well. You don't have a right to speak for him unless he speaks to you first and gives you a message. To be presumptuous about this in any way is to run risk of being disqualified forever. Who's willing to understand the reality? Who's willing to thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that they are hearing now and have opportunity. Hey, check out that article. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article called Secret City Prophecies, HiddenGospel.com. Both of them are HiddenGospel.com. Articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, which also explains the seven seals of Revelation. It talks about the promise, my brothers and sisters, the one the Most High said he would send to revive the conscience of men. Him unto whom he said, the Most High said he will give the kingdoms. To, let's just say, the scripture says he will hurl many kings from their thrones. They didn't teach you about that one. They didn't preach you the gospel. And they preached you to your word that would keep you in bondage to the kings. And never know the King of Kings. So you despise the Most High's promise, my brothers and sisters, because the rulers didn't like it. Time to wake up and see the truth, my brothers and sisters. There's not any other hope. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? It's been Edom Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, to his praise always. Hallelujah. And prayerfully, Yah willing, tomorrow night, remember that's most likely going to be the same guest call-in number, 661-554-9212. If anyone has any questions about these things, please, I'll open the doors for you to call. We discuss these things. I'm telling you now, whoever will not teach them or preach them can't help but be a liar. Whoever will ignore them, my brothers and sisters, is kind of treacherous. Whoever cannot accept this plan of the Most High, whereby he said he would redeem this world, is counted a selfishly ambitious traitor against the hope of even the salvation of mankind, and traitorous, my brothers and sisters, against the decrees of the Most High for peace. There's no way to get around it. The line is being drawn in the sand. Who will come out from the lies, my brothers and sisters, that they may go forth and sin no more? Again, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings nearest to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.
Okay.